Graham Miller with Chris Brass. First of all, Chris, is it relief that you got the point after all that that bad run?
No, I think I'm pleased with the point. I'm pleased with a clean sheet. As I say, I've been disappointed that we've not picked up any level of points in recent games when I think we have deserved along the way. But ultimately, you pick up points when you keep clean sheets. So after 25 games and against the Fleetwood side, who have, you know, scored in every game, and we've had to make some changes forced upon us sometimes as well. It's very, very pleasing to come away with something.
Talking of those changes, what happened with Niall Mayer and Callum Stiles coming in so late?
Yeah, Niall got injured in the warm-up and got to make a quick decision. And as I said, quarter three, you sometimes got to be brave with these decisions. I know Callum's done. He's done extremely well in training. We had a behind closed doors game the other day, and he done fantastically well in that. So I knew he wasn't a million miles away. So I've got to say, I didn't hesitate in putting him in, and I think we all saw exactly, you know, what qualities he possesses today.
The other one I think that probably surprised most of us in the ground was the fact that Rob Lainton came into the side. What was the thinking there? Obviously, Paul Shubka came in for the Oxford match, but has only lasted one match.
No, the one thing, and Rob's been working hard to get it. He came in to train again, played in games, so I knew where he's at. And you know, in fairness to Rob, you know, he's offered to sort of pay as you play and pay, in essence, for nothing in a lot of respects. And he stepped forward, and I know all the qualities that he's had. So I spoke with Paul, explained my decision behind it, and also, as I say, he's familiar with the football club. He understands what's expected at the club. He understands how I operate, and as I say, a brave decision, but the right decision.
I looked at some of these performances, some of the kids, Scott Burgess, George Miller, Callum, we've already mentioned, Jacob Beddoe is another one. All youngsters, all were under 20 years old, all actually worked their socks off today and had great games.
Ultimately, it's, as I say, I think we spoke with the older pros in there, and they understand that they're going to have careers. And they, as if I was an older pro, I'm understanding that these kids are going to help me prolong my career and get me where we need to go to. So the balance has got to be right. And trust me, at that age, you've got to get it right, because there will be times when you step them out and things, and we're in a difficult predicament, etc. You know, we're not going to hide from that. But I do know the qualities they possess. I do know that they understand, you know, the work rate and commitment from work that they've done with Ryan and Mark Littleton. So it's pleasing. It's pleasing that they step forward. And as I say, the club's in decent shape. We've got a difficulty keeping hold of them. But as I say, in respect of moving forward, there actually is more to come, you know, even still behind the scenes. And we're going to get one or two welcome additions in January. I think it gets the squad back up to some level of shape. And again, we've got a few injuries that are knocking on the door as well. So that's going to be key. You know, we're down to bare bones today. I've had a ride with the 11 right the way through the 90-odd minutes. But they've done a shift and they've done what was asked of them.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, you only had, what, five subs, of which one of those was Danny Mayer, who I guess you just didn't want to use anyway.
No, and as I said, the decision was made on James Vaughan, with a level of honesty with James, and had a good chat, and he understands, you know, just by missing a day, that'll allow him to be fit. And it's the same with Danny, just allows him just to give that extra rest period in order for him to come. Because, let's get it right, James, Danny Mayer, the big game players, but they've got to understand that there's 23 more games to go, and it's not just about one game. We've come here with a game plan. I think we've executed it very, very well, and kept a clean sheet, as I say, against a team that scored in every league game. And I'm just a little bit disappointed we didn't go on to take three, but let's not be greedy, let's just take the one.
The matches come thick and fast. We've got another game Saturday, one on Monday as well. Saturday, first of all, is what, Bradford away. Another tough game, and another game at a ground that you know, the side who are playing at home have got a very good home record at.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no easy fixture. There's absolutely none. But I'm certainly confident in my players that they'll, you know, if they do what they're asked and give the same level of commitment that they have done today, you know, we'll be in the game. We'll have another plan. And we dress each other down now. There's a level of recovery tomorrow. And we go again. So really pleased and proud of the boys again today, and as I say, I think in recent weeks, unfortunately, we probably deserved a little bit more than we got, but today we thoroughly deserve something.